Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Mother's Day is coming. If you don't already know, it's Sunday, May 9th, coming up. And let's talk about the top 5 things that moms need to do to take care of their skin. Moms are chronically dehydrated. I know that because I have 4 kids, and I think I never stopped to drink water ever, like maybe till they got to college. So some of you moms are really boss girls and you're drinking juice and water all day long, but that is something that can really impact your skin quality, your skin turgor, the level of moisture, the transepidermal water loss that our skin has every day. It's all impacted by what you take in. You have to fill your tank. And I think that topical application of hyaluronic acid is critical for moms. You're not always able to stay fully hydrated. And sometimes we're eating salty foods, alcohol, things that deplete us. And the skin is going to be one of the first things to suffer. So using a hyaluronic acid, especially one that's fractionated into small molecules that penetrates the surface of the skin, is going to give you excellent, dewy, soft, refreshed looking skin. Number 2 on my list of what do moms need for great skin, in case you're thinking of your mom. Anyone over age 30 needs to be on a Retin-A product. Mostly our moms are over age 30, so everyone take note. Retin-A is so important for the life of your skin. If you want to have skin with good dermal thickness, with excellent elasticity, with good turnover, you want to use Retin-A products. It prevents you from getting very large pore size. It builds collagenization of the skin, and it's super critical to have rapid turnover of skin cells. As we age, we become dull. We used to have vibrant, youthful skin as children. You get that glowy skin in your 20s, everything looks great. By the time you're in your 30s, your turnover of skin slows and it leaves a dullness, an adult dullness to the skin. So adding a Retin-A every night at bedtime is critical. You don't have to add Retin-A. And sometimes people are red or irritated or sensitive skin, so it's harder to do. But we need to think about doing that, because otherwise we get thinning, dermal loss, and we get crepiness, textural changes, and thinner skin like grandma. And I love grandma, but I want to make sure I prevent those kind of dermal aging changes that maybe our grandmas did not have access to Retin-A, only oil of Olay, and now we can give this to our mom. So Retin-A is number 2. Number 3, vitamin C. One of my most favorite products to use every morning, and I use it every night. I love vitamin C because it makes you lighter, brighter, tighter. It is a powerful antioxidant. It stops browning, pigmentation, and sun damage in its tracks. You put lemon on an avocado to prevent browning. You need to do the same thing with your skin. Putting vitamin C on prevents the breakdown of collagen, prevents ultraviolet from causing destructive changes to your skin DNA, and it's going to give you really healthy, nice collagenization. Did you know that vitamin C is a cofactor for collagen production? So that's why I started adding it to my nighttime regimen. And I love my vitamin C. It has 4 versions of vitamin C, including the most potent, which is tetradexahexyl vitamin C, and very heat stable. And it's in a bottle that's opaque. These are things we look for when we're looking for vitamin C's. And 20% concentration, which is, it's really awesome. It's unheard of. It's the strongest on the market. So vitamin C is number 3 on the top 5 things that moms need for their skin. What's next? Number 4, moms need stem cell growth factors. Yes, we do. We would love to have time to go in and get treatments done on our skin, like lasers, resurfacing, chemical peels, microneedling. We need ways to boost collagen production. We are gradually losing our estrogens as moms. We have so much estrogen in our 20s and our 30s, in our childbearing years. And then as we get to be slightly older and the babies take it all out of you, your estrogens fall, they wax and they wane. You know that that affects you in terms of hair thinning. It also affects you in terms of your skin structure. So, and especially as you get into perimenopause, so in your 40s, is when menopause begins. Yes, it does. And in your 50s, when it really kicks in, and in your 60s, when hopefully you're at the tail end of it. But these are the years late 30s to the 60s, where you're going to have fluctuations in your estrogen levels. And if you're not doing the things that boost skin strength and turnover, your estrogens will deplete and suddenly your collagen production will go away by 50%. So you can come into the office and do amazing things like chemical peels, microneedlings, lasers. These are all wonderful ways to turn on collagen production. If you don't turn it on, you will lose it. You will have more and more loss of collagen when your estrogens deplete with perimenopause. So stem cell growth factors are another way to treat the skin, and they make the skin behave more youthfully. They turn on at the DNA cellular level stimulatory effects that make the cells feel like they need to stimulate repair, grow new collagen, make the fibroblasts organize better in your skin, and improve overall texture, tone, tightness, and vibrancy of the skin. So I love stem cell growth factors. You can definitely try mine. It's called Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor, and it's easy to use, just a moisturizer. And if you're a sensitive person who Retin A does not work for, you are definitely going to want to try a stem cell growth factor. Number five on the list. We've talked about number one, hyaluronic acid. Number two, vitamin C. Number three is going to be your Retin A. Number four is your stem cell growth factors. Number five, I love a good moisturizer. And I love a product that has niacinamide in it. It's going to be amazing, especially something that you can use on your neck. Moms take care of their faces reasonably well. None of us take care of their necks. And I think that that's the area where aging changes start to really bother you and they're hard to camouflage. You can't put makeup on, you can't wear turtlenecks every day. So if you notice sagging, creping, textural changes, or a little double chinning going on, we need to do the things that make firmness and elasticity stick in the neck. And trying my neck cream is a really wonderful thing to do. And if you use a neck cream twice a day with upstrokes, that helps stimulate lymphatic massage and helps tighten in the upward direction. Niacinamide is such a great product. We have stem cell growth factors. We have peptides that are going to trigger the production of new collagen. So just adding moisturization to the neck is wonderful. The neck skin is so thin, it lacks oil glands, and it really is important to keep this area well hydrated and protected with sunscreen, of course. I didn't put sunscreen on the list of top five things because every mom smothers you with sunscreen. Every mom knows the importance of sunscreen, I hope. But I just wanted to remind you guys that the things you do for your mom to make her take care of herself are so important. Moms are so giving. They're so full of love. They're always thoughtful and thinking of other people. They never think of themselves. So this is an opportunity to think of your mom and remind her about the top five things that she should do to have great skin and take care of herself. That little bit of pampering, that little bit of lymphatic massage while you put your products on, it's something you can do that you can feel proud that you took time in the day to really do some self-care and take care of yourself. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website where you can find many of these amazing products is the same, beautybydrk.com. We have awesome sales coming up for Mother's Day. And remember, always treat your mom right. Your mom's a princess. You better treat her like one. Love you guys. Stay beautiful. Love you, Mom.